the difference, some of this stuff is just about improvisation in general. How is this out here in the Grove different from just your regular improvisation class?
It's, like, okay, you feed off so much of, like, the environment. It's just, like, especially since we're doing it, like, now when, like, the seasons are kind of changing, it's, like, if we were doing it in summer, I think it would be total, like, we would improv totally different because it'd be, like, not so much, like, light movement. It'd be, like, boom, sun, like, everywhere. Like, you'd feed off the energy of that almost and sit, I don't know. This is so much more peaceful, so it's, like, you're so much more in tune with yourself instead of...
We're getting more flowy, like, floating.
Yeah.
We were earlier.
I think also the amount of space that we have affects it a lot. Just, it's so vast. It's, like, you have so many opportunities and so many different structures to work with.
I think there's less spectatorship because it is so expansive. You're not so aware of people standing around in a circle watching you improv with that in the studio you have. And here it's just, I could go behind that tree and no one would see me and I'd be improvising for 5 minutes, you know. So I think that kind of takes that away, that kind of stressor a little bit.
It takes away some of, like, your inhibitions.
Yes.
Because you're not, yeah, you're not so, like, oh, there, that girl's looking at me. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's why it's so much more like a part of yourself, I think, whenever you come out here, instead of so much like a performance. Like, even in an improv class, we're still all like thinking that it's a performance. I mean, there's mirrors, there's like a classroom setting. Out here, it's more just like you, your emotions, your space.
So
exactly.
I think it's a lot different just being in nature. I mean, there's different like surrounding sounds and just like the smells and just the, like, the atmosphere of being outside just really changes the movement that I would have used indoors as opposed to out here.
It gives you different inspirations. You know, in a classroom you just have the black walls, but here you're dancing and you look up and there's a squirrel in the tree and you use that as part of